love that artist here, Mimi Page out of Los Angeles, and the song's called Colorblind on member-supported KX93.5. I'm Mookie, and our guests have arrived in studio. Alec Markin, how are you, man?
Man, I'm happy to be here, Mookie.
It's so nice to meet you. You're a very animated and interesting person. We just touched on your background, like, off the air, but I'm dying to know where you come from. And then another musician. Your name again? I'm sorry.
Marcus.
Right
Marcus
on.
Hackley.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time. Tyler, the morning show guy and, like, the program director here, he loves one of your Christmas songs. And it's called Santa with a Spinning Head, and he plays it just about every morning. But you're more than just that guy who wrote that song.
Thanks. Yeah, we have actually seven people in the band, Deep Stirrings, and this Santa thing, kind of a twisted Christmas song, just sort of came through one time. I saw this really bizarre looking Santa thing with weird colored lights at a restaurant in the lobby, and it was moving slowly, and it looked like Santa on LSD, so this song came through. But yeah, we have a full
really
band.
That's really funny. Yeah. A full band. You guys are great. Your background a little bit. You came down from San Francisco in the 90s.
Yeah. I'm from born in San Francisco. Grew up a little town called Alameda that apparently since has gotten hip, which is weird because it was nothing.
Really?
Yeah. And I moved down here for acting, and now I'm working in acting, music, and dance, and choreography, and ballroom. And
yeah, you have so many projects that you're working with. Your hands are in so many things. Oh, what about yourself? You have other musical?
I don't have that many projects.
No?
I do some recording with a couple of guys. It's just two of them, but there's no performing there, just recording.
Right on.
So I play guitar when they need an electric guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But I came out from Dallas in 84.
Right on. And you guys are pretty much locals now, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I started playing music around here, just really busking and street performing in Laguna Beach, and then started gigging here and there. And Laguna is a huge part of my development as a musician. I just love it down here. And I love what you're doing here. And the 93.5 is really a blessing to the community.
Dude, thanks so much. Yeah, we think it's admirable. Yeah, you were asking how we stay afloat, and it's like we sell memberships and stuff like that. So I don't mind asking people for money, frankly, because I think it's kind of admirable what we're doing. I mean, again, you read online, like, companies like Clear Channel just, you know, let go of another, like, 100-plus people. No, type of thing. But, yeah, we're trying to change the game a little bit. You did bring a CD, so we want to play something recorded from your band. Again, you do have a presence on the internet. People can find your stuff where. It's Alec Markin in studio on KX93.5.
Yeah, we have Deep Stirrings. You can find at youtube.com/deepstirrings, MySpace, same thing, facebook.com/deepstirrings. And people can contact deepstirrings@earthlink.net.
Right on. All right, we're going to touch on all these projects you're working with, but right off the bat, might as well play that holiday song. It's called Santa with a Spinning Head by Alec Markin, right here on Member Supported KX93.5.
He's Santa. That's Santa, my Santa with the spinning head. Hey Santa, my Santa, I wonder if he's one of the undead. He's Santa, that's Santa, I think he's sexier than right said Fred. Hey Santa, my Santa, my Santa with the spinning head. I used to think the holidays were boring, always spent Christmas dinner snoring. But now there's a little dude who makes my day. Don't know how he makes my granny levitate that way. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder if he's one of the undead. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
I think he's sexier than right said Fred.
So sexy.
Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. I've never had an acid trip I'm just not into. The kind of things that really wreck your head, why would you? But when his whiskers glow such brilliant colors, I wonder about the shrooms I brought home from my brothers. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder if he's one of the undead. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
I think he's sexier than right said Fred.
He's sexy from Wesley.
Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. He casts away my fears when he sprays green liquid out from his ears. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head. I love the way his eyes look during jingle bells, reminiscent of the songs he used to sing in hell. One day I said, hey Santa, can you fly on a broom? And all of my possessions started flying round the room. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head.
Spinning, spinning.
Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder if he's one of the undead.
Ooh.
He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
I think he's sexier than Right Said Fred.
Too sexy.
Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head.
Daddy, I want one.
You can't help but smile when you hear that stuff. Of course, Santa with a Spinning Head by Alec Markin, who's in studio right now, KX93.5. The inspiration for that, you were somewhere around Laguna Beach, right? Or somewhere around Laguna, I don't know.
I was, yeah.
And you saw, a sculpture of a Santa that looked like he was on LSD, and you went home and you wrote a song.
It was this electronic, moving Santa covered with really colorful Christmas lights, and it was a little scary, a little creepy. Right.
You're a guy, not only are you tapping into music, but acting and dancing and even sculpture. You were just telling me that when you're driving into town, right, south on PCH, or really on right PCH, you could see what? A bronze thing.
Yeah, it's at the Montage Hotel right on the sidewalk. There's this archway and this big bronze tree with birds and things. And if you know exactly where to look in the back of the bark, my name's stamped on there. I just helped basically for 9 months put it together. But the artist was Terry Thornsley. He's a Laguna Canyon guy.
Mm-hmm. And you touched on ballroom dancing or something. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a big part of my life. I teach a lot and perform a lot.
Oh,
swing,
really?
Salsa, tango, yeah.
Oh,
waltz,
really?
Love
is that more or less your day job? Or no? Do you have a traditional, what people would call a day job?
I know, I'm kind of all over the place between all the things that I do. The ballroom is more in the evenings, a lot of group classes, private lessons, wedding couples, stuff like that.
That's cool. And as far as performing, you're going to perform around town? I know you probably played at each and all the venues up and down the street here so far. First of all, do you have a favorite place to play in Laguna Beach? And is there a show to talk about?
One of my favorite places to play in Laguna Beach is the corner of Forest and PCH. That's where, and I first moved down here and I started playing there. And once in a blue moon, go down there again with a friend and make some music.
So you're talking about just posting up on the corner and performing.
Yeah.
That's kind of like your video. There is a video out there. I forget what song is
El Viaje.
Yeah, El Viaje. We're going to play that too, right? Off the CD. But anyway, the video for that is, it's cool, unique concept. It's basically you performing around town. You know, but you enjoy that stuff. That's like the roots right there, like street performer type stuff, right? And people.
Yeah, we even played at Taco Loco, didn't we?
Yeah, we played at Taco Loco here in town a couple mm-hmm. times, Gonzo's place. A lot of fun. He has his like Art Walk Night or 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's, yeah, it's fun playing. I love playing outdoors. Anything, any kind of festival, any kind of cause, I love that stuff. So we played a lot of the bars and cafes in town and always a good time. But Laguna's just got a lot of magic to it. Whether you're on the sidewalk or inside a venue somewhere, it feels good.
It absolutely does, and they're all about the art here, apparently. I mean, you got to do your homework on Laguna Beach, and then you start reading about when. You know all about this place, right? So what? Yeah, more or less what I want to say in the night. You keep reading about the Brotherhood of Eternal Love type
yes.
of thing. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, Laguna Canyon's got a really rich history.
Rich history, yes.
Yeah, with Timothy Leary and all those guys. There was a lot of that in the OC Weekly a year or so ago. They did a big special, and it's really fascinating.
I feel like you would have fit in perfectly in that era, my friend.
People tell me I should have been around the 60s, 70s. I need a time machine.
And I say that because I care. I kid because I care. You did bring a CD, and it's you with the full band. Who are we missing right now? Who else is in the band to say hi to?
Well, the hellos go out to... Well, here in the studio is Marcus Hackley and myself, and Sarah Baxter is walking in the door any second. But not featured today here in the studio, we have David Halal plays the djembe, Chris Hornung plays stand-up bass, Wan Chin Chang plays the violin. We have some great substitute violin players here and there too, Meraki Majiks. We have Josh Morphis on the piano, keyboard.
Yep.
Yep, so seven of us total.
Dude, to see you guys live is probably, it seems like a spectacle and probably a fun time, right? Everybody up on stage. Is there a stage that could even accommodate that many musicians?
Well, because because the drummer plays a single drum, it allows for more musicians.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole full kit up there.
He's an African drummer, so he plays djembe. It's kind of a global sound. You'll hear it in the single. It's
That's
more
so
of a global
awesome.
Sound.
And belly dancing is involved or no?
Not typically at a Deep Stirring show, but at our Bands and Bellies Peace Concerts that Sarah and I produce, there's always the band as well as her and I doing some drumming and dancing.
Yeah, before we play the song, a band, what did you say, and Bellies?
Bandsandbellies.com, yeah.
That's a thing mm-hmm. you've been working on. Yeah, do tell, please.
Well, Bands and Bellies started as fundraisers because I was asked to co-organize the day in L.A. in 2009 in December, part of the World March for Peace. This thing went all over the world, and a friend of mine from Bolivia, she works with parliamentarians for nuclear disarmament, and she said, hey, Alec, get involved. And then it became sort of my baby. So we put on this march in downtown LA, and we met with city council, and all these things happened, and this big concert with Martin Sheen leading the march, and all these wonderful actors and musicians and civil rights, Dolores Huerta, Cesar Chavez's grandson, all these great people. And it was done, and people started asking, when is the next Bands and Bellies show? We're like, the next one? Okay, so we've done 10. We've done them here in South OC. We've done them in Hollywood. And it's always a concert working with a local charity, and it's half bands mm-hmm. and half belly dancers.
The last event you threw in Laguna Beach was where?
Last event in Laguna Beach. God, I'm trying to think of the last time I played down here. One of the local bars, I'm sure.
Right on. Here's the deal. We want to thank some of our sponsors for this little nonprofit radio station, and then we're going to chat up a little bit more. We're going to play something off the CD. We are going to perform in studio. Another musician just arrived. Thank you so much for being here. Even though you're not mic'd, we will acknowledge you. All right, KX93.5.
Attention KX93.5 members. This is the moment you've all been waiting for. All right,
you guys, member supported, Laguna's only FM KX93.5. That band's called Little Hurricane, kind of a duo from Southern California, and the song's called Haunted Heart. You can tell your friends you heard it first right here on KX93.5. Alec Markins still in studio. We got Marcus on guitar as well, and somebody else who's just walked in. How are you?
I am fabulous. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks.
Your name again? I'm sorry.
Sarah Baxter.
Because you just came into the studio like a whirlwind and started dancing to the music and was all about it.
That's pretty much how I do, yeah.
So how do you know Alec? And do you play in the band, right?
I do. I sing in the band. It's a long, funny story. The short version is we met dancing. We were both in a show. We didn't actually realize it until after the show and got introduced. Went swing dancing, because he teaches, which was a ton of fun.
Uh-huh.
And then auditioned for a show he was casting, got into that.
What show was that? Alec was casting a show.
Yes. It was called Astra von Berlefitzing.
What is that?
Don't
Are you
try
kidding
to say
me right now? What is this?
No, it's real. It was a very avant-garde, eclectic, waltz, gothic, ballet, dance drama. And it was a ton of fun. It was quite a whirlwind.
Right. I just met Alec, but he seems like the kind of guy who just will express himself every which way, whether it's sculpture or painting or watercolors or, playing the guitar or dance.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You got it.
That's
right,
freaking
nose.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you do dance yourself, yes?
I do. I do all kinds of dance, yeah.
Right on. Well, you guys are all going to perform very soon in studio, which is really awesome. But let's rip into this. You brought the CD, and it is track one. What track is this now? And this is everybody in the band. This is fully produced.
This is all seven, all mixed and mastered. This is on a 3-song single. It's called El Viaje.
El Viaje. Again, Alec Markin and friends in studio on KX93.5. Then we're going to perform live.
Surprise. She swore in her language she'd wait for me there. this world we will share. We spent long nights by a river. We shared 2 weeks in a dream. Give her chance. Encounters can be so much more than they seem. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Mira mis ojos, look into my eyes, she said with intent and a hint of surprise. She swore in a language she'd wait for me there. Compartiremos el mundo, this world we will share.
That was amazing, and it's nice to hear a recorded version of such things. El Viaje is the song. Alec Markin is in studio. The project, the band is called what again?
Deep Stirrings.
Deep Stirrings, not strings, but stir as if you're stirring. You just made a motion as if you're stirring a pot of whatever people stir.
Stirrings in the soul.
A cauldron of sorts.
Or a cookie batter.
Or a cookie batter. That
or a
sounds
soup.
So much better. The concept of that particular song, Alec, there's a story behind it.
Yeah, so it's basically about a guy that meets a girl in her country, and they have 2 weeks together, and he's got to go, but they know it was just chapter one.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I potentially see down the road an off-Broadway production of dance and story with your music involved. You should write, direct, and produce something. Is that you guys? Is that potentially something that Alec could do? I mean, it seems like it's limitless with this guy. He's got his hands in so many different things right now.
Yeah, Yeah, with the right chemicals, he could probably.
Exactly.
Thanks, Marcus.
Yeah, again, we've been playing his holiday song, Santa with a Spinning Head. Tyler in the Morning absolutely loves playing that. Again, we're member-supported, KX93.5. We're going to rip into a few songs, you guys, okay? And then kind of get situated and mic our instruments, and then you guys are going to perform live, okay?
Sweet.
So you're going to perform the holiday song along with what else did you have in mind?
I think we'll do Spellbound, which is the next song to come out. We're mixing, mastering that right now. I'm finishing that up in the studio, and maybe a couple others.
All right, very cool. Yeah, we could talk about all kinds of projects, you guys. I don't think the next DJ, he doesn't come in until 7. So we could
thanks,
really
Mookie.
Spend the whole hour together. Alec Markin in studio and friends. We're KX93.5. If you want to call the request line, we're always here. I don't have an intern. It's just me answering the phones. There is an area code 949-715-KXFM. More from our Pearl Street studios as soon as we get situated in just a couple minutes from now, you guys. It almost sounds kind of spooky. Listener-supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. We are a nonprofit radio station. Details on our website. You could be a member of the radio station. You could help support this admirable cause, which is truly local independent radio. Again, Alec Markin in studio. Deep Stirrings is the band, right? We ripped into your holiday song, which was called, what is it called again?
Santa with a Spinning Head.
Santa with a Spinning Head. We love playing that. If we have to play holiday music, at least we're playing a song like that, which is so clever.
Thanks, Mookie.
Yeah, and so fun. In the weeks leading up now, or the days leading up to Christmas, you're going to hear a lot of that, you guys.
It'll be a nice antidote.
On the airwaves, right? So we do have, we got an electric guitar plugged in. You're on vocals.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, you are. And Alec has his acoustic guitar. And what did you guys want to perform for us?
We're going to do, I want to say about the previous song you played from the CD, El Viaje. In the video was featured the girl dancing, if you find it on YouTube, on our Deep Stirrings channel. Her name is Veronica Parker, a fantastic salsa and belly dancer. We met through Sarah, who's one of Southern California's top belly dancers under the name Sarah Olnur. And we have a Global Groove, a duo called Global Groove. We do a lot of belly dancing and drumming. So just put a shout out to Veronica. Thank you for being in the video.
She's awesome.
This track is, this next tune is going to be live. It's I think, the first bluesy love song I ever wrote.
Cool.
It's called Spellbound.
Cool. Again, Alec Markin in studio and everybody. At least we have three members in the studio of Deep Stirrings right now. You can find their stuff on the interweb. It was a pleasure to meet you guys. You guys are very interesting people and so fun to hang out with. Just rapping out about all kinds of things.
It's good to be here with you, man.
Rad. Appreciate it. KX93.5, at your leisure.
She's the queen of my desire. She's delicious to my eyes. When I see her, I feel fire and a smile I can't disguise. She could talk about the weather or the secrets of her youth, but either way, I'm spellbound, praying that our hearts have found some truth. We get high on the chemistry between us. All she has to do is whisper my name. And I knew from the first time I held her, oh, life would never ever be the same. And she's the queen of my desire. She's delicious to my eyes. When I see her, I feel fire and a smile I can't disguise. She could talk about the weather or the secrets of her youth, but either way, I'm spellbound, praying that our hearts have found some truth. In the past, I've known hints of communion, but never a love such as this. It's as though I was drifting around half asleep to awaken one day with a kiss. And she's the queen of my desire. She's delicious to my eyes. When I see her, I feel fire and a smile I can't disguise. She could talk about the weather or the secrets of her youth, but either her way, I'm spellbound, praying that our hearts have found some truth. We'll be right back. One glance from her, that's all it takes. Whoosh, she sees right into me. Does something to me like a wave over me. Her love breaks. And ooh, oh, she's got me on her spell. And ooh, I know everything will work out well. And ooh, all our secrets we can tell. And ooh, yeah! When I hold her, we could dance neath the moon until the dawn. Or we can romp through the woods or curl up by a fire. We take walks while the storm clouds rain on. And she's the queen of my desire. She's
delicious to my eyes.
When I see her, I feel fire and a
smile I can't disguise. She can talk about the weather or the secrets of her youth.
But either way, I'm stubborn,
praying that our hearts have found some truth.
Either way, I'm stubborn,
praying that our hearts have found some truth.
You guys are so much fun. KX 93.5 right here in Laguna Beach, broadcasting from our Pearl Street studios. That was so much fun. What was that song called again, Alec?
Spellbound.
Spellbound. And the band is Deep Stirrings. And Alec Markin, thanks so much for being here. We really have up until 7 p.m., so that's 15 minutes, but we are going to use up our 15 minutes. And that was really rad. What was the song called again?
Spellbound.
Spellbound.
Thanks,
yeah, you're no problem, you guys. I'm so wound up because you got the electric guitar in my face and you guys are singing in harmony and everything like that.
And all the stuff they can't see.
All the stuff. I know. We should have a webcam in studio. We were talking about all the creative things that you could do in a world of social networking and in media. We got to kind of change the game these days because the old way in radio really wasn't working as far as we're concerned.
Find 93.5 on Facebook and Twitter.
On Facebook and Twitter. And then on Twitter, we tweeted at you earlier. We could tweet at you personally, but does the band have a Twitter?
Oh, we do, yeah. Deep Stirrings, twitter.com/deepstirrings. I love that. I got to say, a few Santa hats here, but one has cheetah fringe.
This
cheetah
is mine.
No, that's very cool, right? You like it? We got it before it's all said and done. All the artists are encouraged to sign our wall, and well as the members of the radio station. So you got to do that for sure. And then we'll take a picture of you in the Santa hat.
Oh yes,
the leopard skin Santa hat.
Yes,
you should incorporate that in some sort of interpretive dance for the holidays.
This could be scary good.
Did you do the hospitality night thing, perchance? Have you heard about it? If you're not familiar with it, it was on Friday. It's a Laguna Beach thing. It's an annual thing. Yeah. Santa, with a police motorcade, was driving up and down the street. They closed up Forest, and all the shops were open at night. There was a stage with live music and everything like that. But you're familiar with Laguna Beach, and that's part of the charm of this community. People get together and do things like that. What we're thinking about eventually down the line is almost like a music festival, highlighting the music in Laguna Beach. You know, everybody's all walking up and down the street at night. They're checking out the art and the boutiques and the shops and stuff like that. But we got to highlight the music. Don't you think that's a great idea?
Oh, yeah.
That's a fabulous idea.
Right?
Yeah,
make it happen.
We're trying. It takes a lot of hard work. Frankly, I don't even know where to begin.
Well, you know, art happens when the community, you know, supports it and wants it to keep happening. So people have to show up. People have to sign up. People got to come and walk in the door in a theater. They got to become a member of a community station. People have to actually say, yeah, we want this. We need art. We want art. We like this art. Let's keep it.
I think that people would be receptive towards a music festival, maybe a 2-day thing, even if it was. Yeah, I know.
Well, I can't believe you guys don't have one already.
Yeah, maybe music festivals.
Yeah, we're working on it. And you guys definitely have to perform for us. If it's not that event, then further down the road, we're going to, you know, book a venue, have our listeners come out and do something really rad. And again, the microphone is yours, you guys. If there's anything you ever want to promote or play some music, or, you know, that's why we're here.
Awesome. You know, there's been a lot of festivals down the street at the Congregational. We did a benefit there for the Japan situation.
We did earthquake. A few.
And the Green Valentine's thing. People come out. People love festivals and have something with you guys and Laguna.
They would support it. I want to blow it up. I want it to be big. And boom. I know we've only been broadcasting for 2 months, but we're already thinking like down the road. Like a bunch. Okay, before it's all said, I guess before we wrap it up, in the interest of keeping this thing moving, you guys have your instruments here.
We do.
If you want to perform again, that would be awesome.
Yeah. I want to do one more original and then Santa after that.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to play the holiday song. Sure, absolutely. Okay. At your leisure.
Okay. Let's do It's Like Flying. Yeah?
All right, Alec Markin and three members from Deep Stirrings in studio, a member support of KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. There was something I wanted to add to that, but I totally forgot.
All right, well, this is something else we can do, Sarah.
And thank you guys for doing this basically on the fly without, you know, sound checks or anything like that. Again, that adds to the charm of our little community radio station.
So we're going to switch gears. We're going to actually play Tell You That I Love You, which some fans have said they think is surf rock, which I guess I've lived in Southern California long enough. It's somewhat infused. It's just a fun folky song called Tell You That I Love You. It was called I Want to Tell You That I Love You, but it's kind of long.
Yeah, now it's so much shorter.
Okay, cool. No.
I voted for the song change because on the last one I get like a hook and that's all I get. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know.
I see.
Yeah, plus we played a bluesy love song already, so we'll do this one.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
You guys are good sports.
Ready?
The girls always get what they want.
All right.
That's because we asked nicely.
Ready?
You say
we shouldn't care about the distance.
I say
let's take the path of least resistance. What is that? What is this?
Hey, can I have a kiss?
Feeling like $1 million
is the way we miss.
We don't worry about the little stuff.
We'll be all right. I want to tell you that I love you every time we say goodnight. We have
a lot of soul in our connection.
We can't
expect immediate perfection. I'm flying up to San Francisco
in the afternoon.
All I can think about is how I'm gonna see you soon. Gonna meet you at the station,
hug you close and tight.
And after dancing in the city,
kiss you deep into the night. I know
it's hard, but there's where our eyes meet. When your college days are over,
you can move back down.
Or we can try another country,
spin the globe around.
Till we have more than a moment,
let's just make the most.
And we'll
feel this out together, whether up or down the coast.
What is that? What is this?
Hey, can I have a kiss?
Feeling like $1 million is the way we miss. We don't worry about the little stuff.
We'll be all right. I want to tell you that I love you every time we say goodnight. I want to tell you that I love you every time we say goodnight. I want to tell you that I love you every time we say goodnight.
Wow, I don't know how to follow something like that. KX93.5, that was a brilliant rendition of a song done live in studio with a couple guitars and a couple people singing. Deep Stirrings is the band, at least three members of the band in studio right now. I cannot wait to see you guys as a full band of like 15 people or however many people you got.
Oh boy.
Totally awesome. I imagine it's high energy and super fun. There were kind of elements of a little bit of surf rocky in that particular song, right?
You can go like Annette Funicello go-go dance to that.
No,
absolutely.
I moved here and I found, you know, of course, lots of people talking about surfing all the time. And I thought, wow, you know, I mean, some of these guys just seem a little bit overly excited about it. And then one day, I was floating on my belly on a surfboard, staring at the horizon. I was like, oh my God, it is that cool. It's that amazing.
Yeah, huh? You guys are very interesting people.
I stood up on a board once. I fell off.
Well, it looks on everything.
Right, I'm not a surf people figure. You're a surfer in Southern California, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like their heart's broken when you tell them, you know what, I don't really surf.
Not everybody does.
Not everybody does, true. And I've never seen an episode of the OC either.
Me neither.
Wait, what'd you say?
If everybody surfed, who's going to catch a wave?
Right?
You know?
Well, there you go. Wasn't that I don't know, that's philosophical indeed. And that's something to ponder next time for sure.
Sound wave, you mean, right?
Before we wrap it up, things to talk about as far as events scheduled or more creative endeavors out of you guys.
Oh, and
Yeah, what's going on again?
Well, I don't know if we have dates for stuff, but we have all kinds of creative projects.
I know,
Yeah, we have an arts collective. Sarah and I started with a friend of ours, Hannah, called High Rev. Hybrid Revolution is the long name. For people here between LA and San Diego to list their events and promote their events and say, hey, I'm going to something cool, come with me. So that's a Facebook group that we list a lot of things on. But cool. Our mailing list, if you email deepstirrings@earthlink.net, then you can say, hey, add me, yo. And I really just want to say thanks, Mookie. It's so much fun.
No problem. I wanted to get you on. I wanted to play a couple songs if we could, and do it right and touch on everything that we need to touch on.
And thanks for playing Santa in the mornings, man. I really appreciate you guys.
No problem. Keep the music flowing to us, and we'll be sure to spin it from time to time.
Yay.
On the airwaves. That's why we're here, you guys.
Just try and stop us.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Well, I guess we could wrap it up with a Santa song, if you don't mind. And again, Santa with a Spinning Head is the track. You heard it first right here. Tyler Russell, the morning show guy on the radio station, loves this particular song. And it was basically, it was dreamt up by Alec. And he saw looked like a Santa that may have been on LSD. That's all I'm saying. KX93.5 member supported. Whenever you guys are ready, are we still tuning up here in the studio?
Well, I think we're about ready. And Mookie, we're hoping that you'll join us on the echoes here. And kids at home, sing along, you know?
I love it. You guys are so
fun. I envision this happening, you know, little kids sitting around the Christmas tree opening presents, shake and see what's inside. Maybe one is levitating, eyes are glowing red on a few of them. You know, normal Christmas fare.
Yeah, cool. I mean, they might need therapy, but don't we anyways?
And with that, I should say all of the audio from this evening's fun in studio will be up on our website pretty soon for later consumption. And you guys, I'm Mookie, and that's just about ready for me. So we're going to rip into a song here live in studio from Deep Stirrings and Alec Markin. And I will talk to you tomorrow. You guys be good. Bye, everybody. Goodbye.
He's Santa.
Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head. Hey Santa,
hey Santa,
my Santa,
my Santa,
I wonder if he's one of the undead. That's Santa,
that's Santa,
my Santa,
my Santa,
I think he's sexier than Rice said Fred. That's Santa,
that's Santa,
my Santa,
my Santa,
my Santa with a spinning head. I used to think the holidays were boring. Always spent Christmas dinner snoring. But now there's a little dude who makes my day. Don't know how he makes my granny levitate that way. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa,
Santa
with a spinning head. Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder if he's one of the undead. That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I think he's sexier than right, said Fred. Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head. I've never had an acid trip I'm just not into. The kind of things that really wreck your head, why would you? But when his whiskers glow such brilliant colors, I wonder about the shrooms I brought home from my brothers. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head. He casts away all of my fears when he sprays green liquid out from his ears. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head. That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I think he's sexier than Ross said Fred. That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder if he's one of the undead. That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head. I love the way his eyes look during jingle bells, reminiscent of the songs he used to sing in hell. One day I said, hey Santa, can you fly on a broom? And all of my possessions started flying around the room. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head. That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder if he's one of the undead.
Woo!
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I think he's sexier than right, said Fred.
He's sexy for my sleigh.
Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with a spinning head.
Daddy, Daddy, I want one.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Laguna's only FM,
KX 93.5.